Welcome to Meaning Over Money, a different kind of financial podcast where money is never about money.
Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so excited to have you here. We hope you're having an awesome week. And regardless of when you're listening to this, we hope it adds value to your journey. One time, my wife and I, we were at a dinner with a group of friends. And there was maybe four couples. There was eight people at the table. Had a good time. We had drinks. We had dinner. It was just a great time to catch up. Now, there's this weird thing that happens to me. Whenever I'm in a room, people will just start talking about finances. I never bring finances up. I don't really care to talk about finances. That's not my go-to topic. I always want to be careful with that. But because I'm very public with these topics and I engage in this, people often want to talk about it. I'm fine talking about it if people want to talk about it. And as happens, this night, there was a bunch of people at the table and a couple of the people started talking finances. And they talked and they talked and, you know, I listened and I didn't say a whole lot. As we were going home that night, we were in the car and my wife looks at me and she said, "Travis, why didn't you say anything? Did you not think that what they were saying was insane?" And yes, I did. Some of the ideas that were being proposed, some of the stories and the strategies and the ideas that people were talking about, I thought were crazy, crazy ideas. And Sarah goes, "Travis, what they were saying was insane. Why didn't you say anything to them?" And my response was very simple, because they didn't ask. And the truth of the matter, though, is if you were to rewind a decade, I would have taken every opportunity to try to set people straight, to tell people they were right or tell them they were wrong or tell them about this other thing. I would have done that. But I have learned over time that doesn't serve us well. It doesn't serve us well to tell people what we think all the time about everything. Now, if the people at the table wanted my opinion, I would have shared my opinion. But they didn't ask for my opinion. So I wasn't going to come over to the top and tell them I thought they were wrong. That wasn't my place. And I think about there's only two things that can happen. When we share our advice or our opinions on certain topics with people who didn't ask for it, there's two things that can happen. Number one, you look like a jerk. If I would have just come over to the top and said, "Well, I think what you're doing is wrong and blah, 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 here's why," I would have looked like a jerk. And number two, if they didn't ask for it, they're probably not going to receive it well. And that can be said about finances with me, but it can be said about a lot of different topics. All of us have a specialty. All of us have things that we're good at or we're knowledgeable about. And that's great. That's great. I'm so glad you have your thing. I have my things. But if we're trying to jam it down people's throat and interject every step of the way, we're going to be very dislikable. And I think there was probably a season where people were like, just wait till Travis starts spouting off again. And I think I probably lived that for a while. And for that, I just want to apologize to anybody who I annoyed in any social setting for interjecting my opinions before I realized that was a real douchey thing to do. And so I think we live now in this society where everybody tells you what they think all the time. Everybody tells you what's right and wrong all the time. It's not helping anything. I can promise you, if I go into a conversation and I try to slam my politics at somebody, I look like an a-hole, and I'm not changing any minds. But if I'm with a friend or I'm with, you know, even acquaintance, and they'll say, "Hey, Travis, I'd like to hear your thoughts on this. What do you think of this idea?" I'm an open book. I will share as honestly as humanly possible. And I hope there's enough trust there And I hope we've built enough trust over time that they know that I'm being sincere and I'm not trying to be demeaning. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, that everything I say is from a place of, I care about you and I care about what happens to you. I'm in the business of getting it right, not being right. And I think we need to rewire or restructure the way that we handle ourselves in these conversations. Because it's really easy just to spout off. It happens a lot where people start throwing around financial ideas to me, and it would be really easy for me just to say, man, I think you're so wrong. Don't do that. Here's the right thing to handle. In other words, saying, you're wrong, I'm right. You're wrong, I'm right. Nobody wants to be part of that. I don't want to be part of that. I don't want to be on the receiving end of that. But that's what we're doing to people every day. And so I am grateful when somebody cares to have my opinion. I'm grateful. I don't take that for granted. And when they ask me, I will humbly and generously share whatever I have to share. Whatever value I can add, I want to add that value. But if they didn't ask for it, I got to keep my mouth shut. There's no benefit that can happen. So then people ask, well, how do you help people then? How can I, Travis, help people if you're telling me just to not interject all the time? How can I help people then? And the answer is simple, and it's very effective. This is the most effective way that we can help people. We show them. When we practice what we preach, we're saying it without saying it. And it's a more fruitful way to approach the subject. I can tell people all day long, do this, do this, do this, do this. And it's going to go in one ear, out the other, and I'm probably a jerk for doing it. But if I live it, if I live the thing I want people to understand and people see what it looks like when somebody lives it that way, that's the door opening. I'm about ready to have a conversation with a young friend of mine here in a few hours. I've never once told this person, you need to do this, you need to do that. All I've done is lived my life as sincerely and as consistent as I can. And this person sees what it has looked like and how it's taken shape. And they've said, Travis, I want to go down this path. Can you help me? Yes. That's where it's at. That's how we get there with people. Not by telling them, but by showing them. And I always tell podcast listeners, blog readers, I tell anybody who will listen, I will always say, for as influential as I am, and I don't know how influential that is, but as influential as I am, I have zero influence in millions and millions and millions of people's lives. And the people that listen to our podcast and read my blog, they have far more influence in their circles than I will ever have. Most people don't care what I have to say, and I'm okay with that. But they care what you have to say. They care to watch you. And so as you're living your life, and this is where I believe that as a collective, we can take this meaning over money idea and we can bend the culture. I can't bend the culture, but we can. When you take these practices and these ideas and you live them in your own life, people are noticing. Oh, people are noticing. I get story after story after story of people saying, I'm doing this and here's what's happening. It is so cool to see. And they never come to me and say, Travis, I said this to my brother-in-law and then he changed. What they're saying is, I lived these principles and people are taking note and asking me questions. That's the opportunity that we have at hand today. Not the words that come out of our mouth, but the actions that flow from us. When we live our life in this way, people have to see it. People see what we're doing. People watch. People are always looking. Now, they're probably not obsessing about you the way we think they probably are. People actually are paying a lot less attention to us than we think, which is a good thing. Because I think sometimes we think everyone's watching everything we do, so when we screw up, we get all paranoid and freak out. But I think that we are thinking more about us than other people are thinking about us. But with that being said, people are watching. People see what we're doing in life. And either they're going to look at that and say, I like that, or they're going to look at that and say, eh, I don't know if I want to go there. And inevitably, I believe this, and I hope you believe this too, that these meaning over money principles, living for meaning first, money a distant second, when we live with these principles, that is an attractive way to live. It's a weird way to live, but people are watching. And people are seeing the lives that others are living. Not me. They're seeing the lives that you are living. And they're asking, how can I do that? How do you do that? How do you live a completely different way in a world that says you have to pursue more money? The stories that we are getting are showing that you guys are moving the needle in your circles more than we ever can. And I'm grateful for that. Cole is grateful for that. That's why we started this podcast. That's why I write the blog. All we care about is moving the needle and helping to bend the culture. And so our role is not to interject. Our role is not to tell people they're being stupid. Our role is not to tell people that they're wrong and that there's a better thing to do. If they ask us, we need to lovingly and generously share our perspectives. But if they don't ask, we just show them. We live it out. We walk the walk and let the fruit speak for itself. That's all I have today, guys. Take care.